I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas is set to release nearly 250 migrants who were arrested under Governor Greg Abbott's catch-and-jail border security policy and sat in prison for more than a month without being charged for crimes. A state district judge granted a motion to release the men on no-cost bonds Tuesday after defense attorneys challenged the continued imprisonment of hundreds of migrants, citing widespread violations of state law and constitutional rights to due process. Texas law requires criminal defendants be released from jail on no cost or affordable bond if prosecutors delay cases by not filing charges quickly. For trespassing, the charge on which the vast majority of migrants were arrested, the deadline is set at 15 or 30 days, depending on the charge level. It's unclear what will happen to the men when they are released from state custody. Federal immigration authorities may choose to take them into custody or deport them, or they may be released into the United States while awaiting their criminal and potential immigration proceedings. Attorney General Ken Paxton is pressing local governments to join a multi-billion dollar legal settlement that would partially fund responses to the opioid epidemic, but also protect drug companies from future lawsuits. In July, Paxton announced that Texas had joined a $26 billion multi-state opioid settlement with the country's three major drug distributors, McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen, as well as drug manufacturer Johnson & Johnson. The agreement could yield the state up to $1.5 billion. The distributors, which are supposed to monitor prescription drug shipments, are accused in hundreds of lawsuits of turning a blind eye while pharmacies across the country ordered millions of pills for people over the last two decades. Johnson & Johnson is accused of downplaying the addictive properties of its opioid products to doctors as well as patients. From 1999 to 2019, nearly 500,000 people died from overdoses involving opioids, including prescription drugs and illegal street opioids. Last year, opioid overdose deaths hit a record high of more than 93,000. All four companies participating in the settlement have denied wrongdoing. Under the agreement, the three distributors would pay a little more than $1 billion to the state and the localities that opt into the agreement over 18 years. Johnson & Johnson would pay up to $268 million over 9 years. Texas has been among the leaders in negotiating the deal with the four companies. In addition to monetary relief, the settlement would bar Johnson & Johnson from manufacturing, selling, and promoting opioids for 10 years. The agreement also would establish a clearinghouse to track and report the distributors' opioid shipments, an effort to detect suspicious orders. But the actual amount the state would receive, if the agreement is finalized, will depend on how many of its local governments join the settlement. Attorneys for some local Texas governments are deciding whether they want to join the settlement or try to secure larger payments through the existing individual lawsuits. Matthew Dowd, the chief strategist for George W. Bush's re-election campaign, who later split with the former president publicly, is running for Texas lieutenant governor as a Democrat. Dowd, who also worked for Bob Bullock, the last Democrat elected lieutenant governor in 1994, faces an uphill battle to unseat Republican Dan Patrick, the state's second highest ranking official who has steered Texas politics into the far right fringes of the GOP. In a campaign announcement video, Dowd said GOP politicians have failed the state, zeroing in on Patrick, whom he called cruel and craven, and denounced as a divisive figure who puts his political ambitions over the needs of everyday Texans. Dowd said Patrick failed to lead on fixing the electric grid after millions of Texans lost power for days during the winter storms in February and has refused to take action to address the cost of health care in the state, even as he made it more difficult for local officials to address COVID-19 by going against science and facts. Instead, Dowd said, Patrick pushed culture war issues such as an elections bill that opponents say will disenfranchise voters of color and a near-total abortion ban in the state. And instead of addressing gun violence following mass shootings in El Paso and Odessa in 2019, Patrick pushed for laws that allow Texans to carry a handgun without training or a license. Before he can get to Patrick, he'll have to win a March primary against Mike Collier, the Democrat who came within 400,000 votes of unseating Patrick in 2018, and any other Democrat who jumps in the race. The Texas Tribune Festival has come to a close, but it's not too late to catch up. 25 sessions are now available to watch for free, including conversations with Beto O'Rourke, John Cornyn, and Amy Klobuchar. Explore the free program now at tribfest.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Municipal League. The Texas Municipal League is 1,160 cities building safer communities and a stronger economy. Find out more at tml.org.